mixed nuts. I've got a lot of letters and emails and about this series. Y'all seem to have a good time with it. It's been sort of funny. Amen. I wanted to have some fun. And last week we looked at a message on finances, crazy finances. I loved it. And today we're going to look at a message on fathers, on Father's Day. The title of the message today is Crazy, Pop It Up, Dudes. Can you say that with me? Crazy, Dudes. We can thank Raj for the title. You said it. I don't even talk like this. Crazy, help me. Dudes. All right, look at him. I mean, look at the arms. All right. I'm talking right there. That's in pretty good shape, ain't he? All right, pop it up. How not to be a man? That's what we're talking about today. All right, I don't care about your arms right there. Yeah, they look pretty good, but it's more to being a man than hello. Got it? Say. How not to be a man. Say it with me. How not to be a man. And we're going to learn today from who? Guess who? Crazy family we've been studying. Mixed nuts. The family of Abraham and Isaac, and now we're down to Jacob. Amen. And Jacob had all them young'uns with them different women. Y'all remember that, right? That's crazy. I don't recommend that. All right? Crazy. And so now we're going to move the story on. Last week we saw how he did finances, which was really phenomenal. He had a phenomenal lesson for us on how to do our finances, which was crazy. But today we're going to look at crazy dudes. Every man's at least one of these. And I tried to think, I'm not a scientist, but I tried to think it through. Every man is at least one of these. A father, a son, or a brother. Is that true on the screen? Say. Is every man at least a father, a son, or a brother? How many, you're just one of those on the screen? Can I see your hand? Pop it up. I'm just one of those. I'm just one of those. That means you would be just a son. You're not a father. You're not a brother to anyone. You don't have a brother. Okay? Now let's try. How many you're a son and you have a brother? Can I see your hand? You're a son and you have a brother. See how we're doing today? How many? You're all three. You're a father, you're a son, and you're a brother. Can I see your hand? All right. So that's every man in here is at least one of those. Okay? I'm all three. Father to Mitch and Elise. Son, my dad's name, Pleasant Charles Clark. We were born in the country. Literally, his mother had him, and it was a pretty day. So she named him Pleasant. Pleasant Charles. Yeah. Anyway, he said later on in life, he said, call me PC. And then he later on said, you can just call me Bud, but don't call me Pleasant. Amen? Can you imagine that? So I'm a son. I'm a father to Mitch and Elise. I have three brothers, Ray, Kenny, Terry. Ray, Terry, Kenny. Y'all know Terry, right? Y'all seen Terry. You ain't seen Ray? Ray will scare you if he comes. He's scary looking, my brother Ray. Is that the truth? Understatement? Stop it! Last time, I got a telephone. Y'all all right with me telling stories? Oh, yeah, because I'm talking about my family. Here, yeah, you're funny. I can't go on this too much, but I did go home for Thanksgiving last year, and my brother Ray had all his teeth pulled. I'm like, he didn't have much to start with, I know, but stop! Stop it! I talk about her family enough, don't I say? Come on. Anyway, so he had all his teeth pulled. And it's common knowledge in North Carolina. We're right there on the border with South Carolina. You can go across the South Carolina line and get cheap teeth. So that's what he did. He went down. Don't play this message tomorrow. This cannot go. He'll be listening this afternoon. But anyway, he went across the line. He got cheap teeth in Florence, South Carolina. Okay? Spend the money, get the good teeth. If they don't do your teeth, anybody in dental work here in their building, can I see your hand? Isn't it the truth? You got to do them teeth good. I mean, I'm telling you. It's just not about going to get some teeth. Because they'll mess your face up. So that's what I when I went home Thanksgiving. Here's my brother Ray. Couldn't keep his mouth shut. He like this. And my brother Terry couldn't even speak to him. He's off in the corner. And I couldn't look at him. You know, I'm like. And then finally, after the family meal, I know this is terrible. After the family meal, I'm sitting there in a big den of my sister's house. And Ray's wife, bless her heart, beautiful. I love Deborah. She got them too. I don't understand that. Let's get it settled. Just because your husband needs teeth does not mean you have to get them. Okay? But hers looked better, thank you, Lord. But she looked at me and she said, "What do you think about your brother's teeth?" And my response was, "He had something done to his teeth?" Terrible, isn't it? I mean, I was nice. I was nice. Amen. Here we go. That's terrible. I should be ashamed of myself, right? Okay, anyway. Here we go. So I have brothers. Two sisters as well. Amen? So I'm all three of those. We better get to preaching. Here we go. Sorry. I've been at home by myself too long. Here we go. How not to be a man. Let's start out with the father. We're going to break it down, father, son, brother. Let's look at the father, Jacob, in this crazy family. We saw this two messages ago. They journeyed from Bethel. There was but a little way to come to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed. This was after she had had Joseph. For years, she couldn't have a child. Now she's pregnant again. She's having hard labor. It came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said unto her, "Fear not, you shall have this son also." And it came to pass as her soul was in departing, say it with me, for she died in childbirth, that she called his name Benoni, and after that his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. Let's look at Jacob, the father. If you hadn't been following the story with us along, you know, there's stuff that's happened, this whole crazy family. This first statement, I want you to get it down. Jacob preferred Rachel. He preferred Rachel, and I don't blame him for that. And it's not because Leah had eye problems, okay? You got to know the Bible. All right, here we go. The Bible says that. Anyway, the point is, he loved Rachel. He worked for Rachel for 7 years for Laban, his father-in-law. And that night, his tricky father-in-law did the big switcheroony, remember? Threw Leah in after he had been smuggling the hubbly-bubbly, perhaps. Remember? Say. Remember? So in the morning he wakes up, it's Leah! So he never had the feelings for Leah that he had for Rachel. I think that's understandable. Agreed? I think it is. He did have children with her. 6, I believe. Yeah. And so, but he loved Rachel. He preferred Rachel. And I don't blame him for that. But let's talk about his fathering. Can we look at it? Let's put it up. Genesis 37. So now we're in a new territory. Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. So now they're back in Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, would you say this with me? Being 17 years old, he was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah. That's the two maids that also became the wives of Jacob, and he had kids with them. Remember that? Yes? And his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their what? Evil report. That evil report, that idea is that they were doing evil. He brought them word that they were doing things they shouldn't be doing. Got it? So, let's look at Jacob as a father. How not to be a man. Can you say that with me today? How not to be a man. Here's the first thing. Jacob preferred Joseph above his other sons. I do blame him for that. Okay? I understand the Rachel thing. And I know Joseph lost his mama. I understand that. But all those other kids, you're daddy to those kids too. But he preferred Joseph above all his other children. Look at verse 3. Now Israel, or Jacob, loved Joseph, say it with me, more than all his, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him, say it now, a what? Coat of many colors. Okay, so he preferred him. He made him this special coat. Well, let's see how that went over with the brothers. And when his brothers saw that their father loved Joseph more than all of them, they what? Hated him. And could not do what? Speak what? Peaceably unto him. Wrong is reign. Y'all listening on that point? Yes or no? So, Dad, are you hearing the message so far? How not to be a man? I know our personalities often mesh better with one of our children, maybe more than the other one. A lot of people say Elise and I have very similar personalities. You know? That's true. All right? And I do treat Elise different than Mitch. I don't treat Elise different than Mitch because I love her more than Mitch. Sorry to break the news to you, Elise. But anyway, but here's the point. Here's the point. Yeah, I treat her a little different. She is a young lady. He is a what? Man. As a man, I am going to want him to be able to stand up more. I'll be a little more protective. That's not what we're talking about here, Jacob did. No, he preferred Joseph more than the others. Made him his special coat. So not only did he prefer him, he labeled him. That's a problem in the family. The Bible says, fathers, provoke not your children to what? Wrath. But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. He provoked, as a father, Jacob provoked his other kids because of what he did for Joseph. I love Joseph. First message you're ever going to hear me say anything bad about Joseph is going to be this morning. Joseph wasn't Jesus. Y'all know that, right? Say. He's a sinner, had some problems. But back to Jacob. Every boy and girl deserves a daddy's love. Would you say that? Every boy and girl deserves a daddy's love. All of them. All of his kids. Not just Joseph. So that's something I learned. Be daddy to how many of your kids? Somebody tell me. All of them. Well, you don't know what my kid did. You don't know how they disappointed me, how they've embarrassed me, how they've done this, how they've done that. Aren't you glad God doesn't have that standard? Say. Aren't you glad He doesn't kick you to the curb? Say. Be daddy to all your kids. Kids need to know Dad will always be there. Always. Y'all listening or not? You might say, well, you're making me feel bad, Pastor, because I'm not all that. Well, then get all that. Why are we in church if it's not to change? Say. Y'all listening or not? I know. You might say, Pastor, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know my situation. I do know this. We serve a God of grace. We serve a God who can help you. Cry out to Him. Seek Him to help you with this situation. Be daddy to all your kids. Okay? Got it? Tough talk. Jacob not only preferred Joseph, say it with me. Jacob what? Positioned Joseph above his other sons. What do I mean? Well, look at it. We already saw it in verse 2. He's put Joseph in a position to go check on the other boys. And by the way, Joseph is the younger. He ain't the youngest. Got the little baby there, Benjamin. But you got him, he's awfully young. And you got all these others older than him. And he's been put in a place of authority over all his brothers, and he's the little young peepsqueak in the family. You think that's going to fly, yes or no? Uh-uh. He put him in a position to report back to him on how all they're doing. He's running this kid. He said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it's well with your brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me what? Word again. We'll see this up. We're going to get there in a little bit to that scripture again. So he positioned Joseph above all his brothers. Jacob ruined Joseph's relationship with his brothers. Did y'all know that? Say. Well, how could God work with a man, Pastor, if he was like that? Because that's about all God has to work with is screwed up people. And the sooner you realize that and I realize that, probably the more growing we're going to do. But if we think we're all that, then we really don't need Him to help us that much. But if we get honest and real with Him, and that's the way Jacob was. Jacob was a mess. And God's got a mess to work with. And he's making a nation called Israel. And he's going to have a people, a chosen people for himself, so that we can get a Savior, a Messiah, a sacrifice, so his son can be born, so we can be saved. Amen? That's his plan. So Jacob had some problems. So that's how not to be a father. Did y'all get that so far? Amen? Say. I could talk about this forever. I see it often. Let's keep moving. Number two, a son. Would you say that with me? A son, Joseph. Are y'all all right? I feel like I hurt you. Y'all going to be okay? Say. A son. I don't blame Joseph for being with his daddy. Daddy loves me. Look what daddy bought me. Daddy has spent time with me. I don't blame Joseph for that. It's fine. He's with his daddy. I don't blame him for that. But I do blame him for his behavior. First time I've ever said anything bad about Joseph, ever. I thought about it this week. I don't think I've ever said anything bad about Joseph. Here I am talking about Joseph on Father's Day. But I blame him for his behavior. What kind of behavior, preacher? Good. Let's look at the story. Next nuts, crazy family, crazy dudes. Joseph, say this with me, should have kept his mouth shut. Y'all don't believe it. Come on, one more time. Joseph should have kept his mouth shut. Shut your mouth. What do I mean? Let's look at the story. Joseph dreamed a dream. He told it to his brethren. Shut up! And they hated him yet the... And he said unto them, here I pray you, come on, come on, I know you hate it, come on, let me tell you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf stood up. Stood upright. And your sheaf stood round about me and worshiped me. And his brethren said unto him, shall thou indeed reign over us? Shall you indeed have dominion over us? And they say it with me, hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his what? If you don't say the words, they ain't going to probably hate you for the words. Shut up. Amen? And that ain't it. He dreamed another dream. You had another dream? And he told it to his brethren and said, behold, I've dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars. How many have got children other than him in a family? 11. And they worshiped me, made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father, to his brethren, and his father rebuked him. Finally, Dad, and said unto him, what is this dream that you've dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to you on the earth? And his brethren said with me, envied him, but his father observed the same. So, first thing, how not to be a man? Here's how not to be a man. Run your mouth all the time. How many have ever had this keep your mouth shut about something in your family that happened? How about this? How many have ever had to keep your mouth shut even though you felt like just telling them right then, but you shut up anyway? That's right. My wife says this to me. You don't have to say everything you're thinking. I'm going to hear it when I get home about Ray. No, you can't get on me because you piped up on that one too. The point is in family, guys, listen, we can't say everything we are thinking. A lot of times, well, I had a dream and he'd tell him my dream or this happened or that happened. I think, listen, sometimes we need to learn to keep our mouth shut. For the sake of that family, for the sake of that relationship. Amen? I'm not talking about not telling the truth here. I'm talking about how many have ever said something. Let's do it again. You said something to a family member, and now looking back, you shouldn't have said it. You see what I'm saying? So Joseph should have kept his mouth shut. Number two, Joseph should not have strutted his preferred status. What do I mean? Pop up the scripture. When his brethren saw that their father loved him the more than all of his brethren, remember he made that coat? They hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Then later on, we'll see this story coming up in a minute. Joseph is coming to see them out in the field. It came to pass when Joseph was coming to his brethren, say it with me, they did what? They stripped Joseph out of his what? His shoes? His hat? His what? Coat! his coat of many colors that was on him. They hated that coat. And he's strutting it. What do I mean? He's wearing it. I don't know if he's strutting it like this. I have no idea. But the fact of the matter is, brother, let me tell you something. Hide the jacket. Put the jacket up. All right? If you got a satchel or something and you care not to see your brothers, maybe you had to leave it when have it on you when you left Daddy, because Daddy'd be like, put your coat on. I tell you what, when I got out of eyesight of old Dad, brother, I'm telling you, that coat's going in the bag. And I'm pulling out me my other little jacket like theirs. Does that make sense, yes or no? I'm not going like, dun-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da if you are preferred in your family. It's just not wise. Amen? Say. I like the Bible. That's why I love the Bible, actually. It tells us things that, hey, that's good. I need to know that. How about something else? How not to be a man, crazy dudes? Joseph should not have been, say it with me, what? Period. Well, his daddy made him do it. His daddy told him to do it. At a certain point, he's 17. At a certain point along the way here somewhere, Joseph needed to do a little pushback. And say, Dad, this just ain't working out. It's just not working out. I go check on the kids. My brothers, I tell, they're all older than me. I tell you what happens. They get the tar beat out of them. Maybe that happened. I don't know. But it's just not working out. Nobody talks to me anymore. Nobody's even speaking to me anymore in the family, except you. I know you love me, but you know what? I'd like to have a relationship with my brothers as well. I don't want to be in this tattletale role anymore. Amen? I don't know who you are listening today, maybe now, radio, television. Listen, if you're that person in your family that's always telling on your sister, telling on your brother, telling on this, telling on that, you know what? That stinks. That's pathetic. And you're going to, time's going to pass and you're going to be really lonely one day. You hearing me say? Okay. These are the generations of Jacob. Being 17 years old, he was feeding the flock with his brethren, the lad with the sons of Bilhah, the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. Joseph brought unto his father their what? Evil report. Told him what he'd been doing. He says it again. Go see. Bring back word to me. Tell me. So Joseph should not have been a tattletale. Don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's healthy for a man to be that. Y'all listening or not? I just don't like men like that personally. Oh, so, and I hate it in church. Don't even start it here, bro. I'm telling you that right now. Oh, so-and-so did such and such. What are you sounding like? Worry about you. Are you hearing me today? Say. Don't people hate that about church? You go, you judging me, you looking on me. I hate that. I'm not talking about going to somebody, restoring somebody, loving on somebody, encouraging somebody, helping somebody. Hey, sometimes you got to rebuke somebody. But nowhere do I find in the Bible that I'm supposed to spread all this crap all through the church about some other man. Is that insanity or what? Say. It is if you don't know it. It's crazy. All right? Keep going, Rod. Jacob, fathers, provoke not your children to what? Don't be lazy on the job, Dad, and have your other son over here doing your job for you. Okay? You check into their lives. You go see what's going on. Don't put them in that position where they've got to be doing all this to figure out all this and put them in that position of a tattletale. Amen? Crazy dudes. Last one. I told you, crazy family, crazy message, crazy preacher. Here we go. A brother, Jacob's boys. How not to be a man. Crazy dudes here. Look, I don't blame the brothers for wanting daddy's love. Do you say, Dad, don't you love us? I don't blame them for wanting that. I don't blame them for the pain they felt. You think it hurt them? Say. Getting told on. Jacket over there. I don't blame them for that pain, but I do blame them for their what? Response. And a lot of you know this story. If you don't, it's incredible. Just because a parent or a sibling does something wrong does not mean anything goes. Just because somebody hurts you in your family does not mean You have open season, right to do anything to them. That's crazy. You can hurt. I understand that. You can be in a lot of pain. I understand all that. But the fact of the matter is, God don't give you no green light. Green light! Go beat their tail. Go slap them silly. You see what I'm saying? Go kill them. This is what they said. That brood that started breeding in that family. And that attitude. Let's jump on Joseph. Can y'all say that with me? Y'all go and sleep on me. Come on. Here we go. I can't jump. Y'all help me. Let's. One more time. Let's. One last time. Let's. You keep doing that, your family. You keep doing that. You keep putting that stuff in your mind about a family member. You keep thinking like that. You let somebody else, maybe in your family, get on that bandwagon. Let's jump on, Joe. Let's jump on, Joe. Let's jump on, Joe. Let's jump on. Don't be surprised before too long. You ain't got you some help and you jumping on somebody. That's what they did. Men! Crazy! What are you doing, guys? What happened? They resented Joseph. Let's look at it quickly. They saw their father loved him the more. They hated him. They couldn't speak peaceably to him. Okay, so they resented him. They resented him. They also harbored bitterness against Joseph. Look at verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and said it with me, and they hated him yet the what? More now. They're not just resenting him, they're harboring bitterness. And that's the problem with resentment. It becomes bitterness. The Bible says bitterness has roots. Bitterness has roots. What do roots do? They grow, baby. They grab onto stuff. They'll be pushing up pavement if you don't watch it. They'll crack your slab. Roots. Mess you up. Amen? So they harbored bitterness. Can you see why they did it? We can all agree that we can see why. Don't make it right. So then what did they do? They did what? Retaliated against Joseph. How not to be a man? He said, I seek. This is when he goes now. Jacob's sending him out to go find the boys, give a report on them, maybe take them some lunch or something. I don't know. So he's on his way now, Joseph. He meets somebody in the way. He says, I seek my brethren. Can you tell me? I pray. Tell me where they're feeding their flocks. And the man said, they departed here. I saw them. I heard them say they were going to Dothan, Alabama. Amen? Amen. So I'm going to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren, and he found them where? In Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they what? Conspired. They're retaliating. They're going to do what to him? They're going to murder him. And they said to one another, behold, he should have kept his mouth shut. Words come back. Who'd they say is coming? The what? Dreamer. They should have never known about that dream. Come now, therefore, let us slay him. Let us cast him into some pit. And we'll say some evil beast has devoured him. And we shall see what will become of his what? Dreams. And Reuben, the oldest, who probably should have had more authority in his family, heard it. And he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, so he's almost getting a little conscience here, but don't give him too much credit. Shed no blood, but cast him into a pit. Is that what we should do to our brother? Say, guys. That's in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him. That then he thought to himself that I might can come back and, you know, I can rid them out of their hands later and I'll deliver him back to dad. It came to pass when Joseph was coming to his brethren, they stripped him of his coat of many colors, his preferred status. And they took him, they cast him into a pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in the pit. Well, that was sweet of them. And they sat down to eat bread. Now, how about that? Somebody talk to me. Oh, thank you. Took the lunch, maybe. They sitting there, don't have lunch. He's over there in a pit. Have you ever had something come into your heart you can't believe it's in your heart? I mean, you have resented and there's bitterness and there's things and thoughts that's come into your and you just can't believe it. And you've got to a place where now you're comfortable with those. You're just having you a sandwich. It's bad stuff, man. So they're sitting down having lunch. They lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites. I don't think that's the best people to be giving this boy to. Remember Isaac, Ishmael, remember the story? They came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah, here's another one that's trying to think, you know, maybe we shouldn't kill him. They said, what profit is we if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him. That's really nice. To the Ishmaelites of all people, let not our hand be upon him, for he's our brother. Oh, you're so sweet. And our own flesh and his brother were content. Then there passed by Midianite merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit. They sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. Amen? Let's review real quick. I'm sorry, some of y'all nodding on me. I don't know what else to do, so jump off the stage. Resentment leads to what? Bitterness leads to retaliation. And if you keep doing that, something bad's going to happen, fellas. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's no way to be a man. Because when you do it, then you've got to do this. Cover it up. Got to cover it up now. So what did they do? The cover-up. They took Joseph's coat. Boy, they got something with that coat, don't they say? They took that coat. They killed a goat. Now a goat's got to die. They dip the coat in blood? This is sinister, isn't it? Crazy, isn't it? Let's get some blood. We ain't talking about paint or nothing. We're talking about blood. Dipping it in blood. They sent the coat of many colors. They brought it to their father. They said, look what we found. Lie like a dog. No, no. Whether it's your son's coat or no. Oh, yeah, you can go get these at Walmart all the time. And he knew it. He said, oh, it's my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without no doubt rent into pieces. And Jacob rent his clothes. He put on sackcloth. Upon his loins he mourned for his son many days. Now I want you to watch this. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him. Oh, Daddy, we're so sorry. We'll put you on the prayer chain. Amen. I'm praying for you, Dad. Is that the way to be a man, yes or no? Say. Pathetic. Playing the game. Being real spiritual on Sunday, sir. Come on. Amen. Come on. What's up with you guys? But he refused their comfort. He said, I will go down to my grave for my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. It's almost, in a way, it's hard to even have pity on Jacob, ain't it? Don't you feel like Jacob himself sort of brought this on himself? Yes or no? Say. If God can work with these crazy dudes, let me ask you something, sir. Do you think you just might have hope? Say. And say. Quit making excuses that you can't serve God, that you can't do right, that you can't be a man of God, that you can't change, that you can't be different for God. If God can work with these people and create a whole nation, He can work with you and me. Amen? We get saved. We put our faith in Christ. The Bible says then we are given the Holy Spirit. That ain't something freaky. That's what the Bible says, that we are given the earnest of the Spirit. The Spirit of God comes into our life to help us, to comfort us, to lead us. So we can be a father. We can be a son. We can be a brother. We can be strong. We can make good choices. We don't have to lose our minds. Amen? How can I not do all that? Last point is this. Father God, thank you that He's in the picture here. Amen? Wow! Thank you, Lord! You can work in my life. You worked in their life. What did He do? We're done with the message. Preservation. How many thought you'd be dead by now, some of the crazy things you've done in your life? Let's see your hand. Come on. We've got a bunch of crazy people at Fellowship. Yeah. Aren't you glad that God had the foresight and helped you and He preserved you? Aren't you glad for that? Let's give Him some glory. Can we do that? Come on. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, man. Come on. Preservation. God intervened in this crazy situation. God's plan would not be altered. He had a plan. And God has a plan. It ain't about you anyway. It's not about me. It's about Him and giving Him glory and credit and
finding out how we fit into that and making that happen in our life. Joseph's now, as we can't preach a message again, the whole life of Joseph. He was sold into slavery. He becomes elevated into a place of leadership because he is a natural leader. There's no question about it. Learned a lot from his daddy. We know the financial things he learned from his father. We saw that already. He's at Potiphar's house. He's the head of that house, doing things like that. But the wife has the hots for him, accuses him of rape because he won't sleep with her. Remember? So now he's thrown into slammer. And there he finds out that he has this gift to interpret dreams. Some folks come to him with different dreams. He interprets these dreams. He said, hey, if you ever get out of here, remember me. Don't leave me in this hole to rot. Well, they forgot about him, left him in the hole to rot. Then Pharaoh one day has dreams. He's calling everybody and their brother. They can know anything about dreams. Help me with my dream. They hear of this man in prison named Joseph who can interpret dreams. We saw it last week. Joseph comes out. Joseph tells about the Pharaoh's dream, how there's going to be 7 years of good and 7 years of famine. You need to get a man during the good who's going to be a good manager to take care so that in those 7 years of famine, you'll survive. Okay? Where can we find a man like this? And Pharaoh said, other than you. You seem like a smart cookie. So Joseph did it. He became elevated to the second in command. Can God work with you? Say yes or no. Yeah! I got hope, I guess. Yeah, you do. Second in command. Saves Egypt. Other nations around come to Egypt to survive. His brothers come to him. They don't know it's him. He knows it's them. He messes with him. I cut him some slack for messing with him. He should have messed with him some. Okay, he messes with him. Then finally, he finds out his little brother's alive and daddy and all that. And we'll see what happens. And Joseph has a meeting. They come back. And Joseph says, come near to me. I pray you. And they came near. They didn't know it was him. And he said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. What do you think is coming next verse if you're them? Not this. Therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourself that you sold me here. For God did send me before you to do what? Preserve life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 more years in which there shall neither be any earing or harvest. But God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Don't we have a great God? Has God ever done something real crazy in your life where you just look back and you know it was God? There was no other way. It had to be God. God, you did that for me. You helped me, God. Can you just raise that and sit somebody in the house like that? Wow. So now it was not you that sent me here, but God. And He's made me 30 years old. He's about 37 now, I think. He's made me a father to Pharaoh. Pharaoh started looking at Joseph. And Lord of all his house and ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. So preservation, last word is this under Father God, perspective. No matter the pain and hurt and struggle in your life, if you will sort of filter it through that great God that you have, you can get you some different perspective. What was his perspective after all this happened to him? Last chapter in the book of Genesis, verse 20. But as for you, you thought it evil against me to do what you did to me. But God meant it unto what? Is that perspective or what? If you've got pain in your life and struggle, wouldn't that be nice to have if God could give you that kind of perspective over your struggle you're going through? He can do that because He's God. Amen? I think we're about done with the message, ain't we, Raj? Crazy dudes. How not to be a man. Did you learn anything today about how not to be a man? I saw something up there. How not to be a woman either. I mean, a lot of stuff. So not trying to just be negative today, but I mean, hey, it is what it is. Amen? And God prevailed and showed up at the very end and championed, triumphed. Amen? Let's stand together. Praise God. Come on. Thank you for being here today. Woo! Next week, we don't want to leave yet. If you can stay, if you have to go to work, I understand that. Well, we like to pray and sort of wind things down, let the Lord talk to us. Next week we'll be in a new series on our country and the Bible. It's a series called In God We Trust. We continue looking at our nation. So we'll do that in the next 2 weeks. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for this time this morning. Thank You for these men. And Lord, You know my heart. You know I love these guys. They mean the world to me. I love just looking out here knowing we've got quite a few men, young men, that come to church on Sunday. I respect that. But Father, You want us to be men of God. And so I pray today the Word has found good ground. I pray we've seen, heard something today that will draw us to You, make us more like You, Jesus, less like ourselves or less like somebody else in our life that's had a bad influence. I pray we'll be alive unto the Spirit, what the Spirit's saying to us. So help us, God, we pray. I pray for especially any man here today. If he died, he does not know You, God. He does not know You as his Father. If he died, he would not go to be with You in heaven, but he'd go to hell. God, I pray there would not be one man, young man, woman, young girl, that would be in our midst today that would die in their sins and go to hell. Oh, God, I pray today on Father's Day, Father God, that You would save them today. Oh, God, You love them so much. I pray it'll happen today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this song if you don't mind.